Once again, I want to thank everyone for your prayers, your letters and cards, and especially all the delicious dinners during my COVID quarantine. We received enough chicken soup to fill an Olympic-size swimming pool. So please don't send any more. No soup for you! Remember that Seinfeld episode? I was especially touched by the prayers of the school children and their handmade cards that they made in class. Let me share a few of the funny cards from the Immaculate Conception School fifth graders. Little Madeline wrote, "I am praying for you and thinking about you. I miss your homilies and you performing Mass. I hope you are well and not bored. I will say two Hail Holy Queens prayers for you. Love, Madeline." By the way, the Hail Holy Queen is not a short prayer, so that really counts for a lot. Sweet Stella wrote, "We are praying and thinking about you. We hope you get well soon because we love your homilies. Hopefully, Father Daniel will take over. Don't rush to get well, although it would be nice if you did. But don't. In the meantime, we will truly miss you. And I will say three Hail Holy Queens for you. With much love, Stella." Stella could not quite make up her mind if she wanted me to get well soon or not. Don't rush. Little Linda sent somewhat more serious sentiments, writing, "We all get sick many times in our lives, but you have one that could possibly kill you. I'm here to say, I hope you survive. So get well soon. Love, Linda." Linda is quite the realist, isn't she? Morgan wrote, "We hope you get better and we miss you, and we hope to do church again. Be safe, because you do not want to give COVID-19 to someone else. But we still love you." Love. It was wonderful to see Morgan's unconditional love. A boy named Emmanuel wrote, "Dear Father John, I hope to feel better. I hope that you like my art. I try my best and hope you like it. In class, we did the rosary and it was hard, but I did it for you." Love, Emmanuel. Emmanuel is right. The rosary is hard. Fifi wrote this glowing letter. "Get well soon, Father John. I hope you feel better. You are such a great role model to everyone, including me. You are strong and one of a kind. You are a great priest and one of the greatest of them all. I hope you feel a lot better. Love, Fifi." After reading that card, my ego felt a lot better. One of the greatest of them all. I wanted to share those cards with you to highlight what compassionate children we have in our school. But I believe these children also exemplify what Jesus is talking about in the gospel today. Namely, loving others. Especially loving those most in need, like the sick. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus describes the scene of the last judgment, when our Lord returns in glory to separate the saved from the lost, the sheep from the goats. Those who are saved are those who love the poor, those who are thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the ill like me, and the imprisoned. And to their great surprise, the sheep discovered that they were really loving Jesus when they were loving the poor. That is what makes our children's cards and prayers so powerful and purposeful. They are not just loving a priest who has COVID-19. They are loving Jesus in him. I am convinced that the poor will have a sort of privileged front row seat when it comes to the final judgment. How so? Well, they get to see the world through the eyes of Jesus, who is always disguised as the poorest of the poor. When I was in high school, I worked with the missionaries of Charity Sisters, the order of nuns started by Mother Teresa. While I worked with them, I learned that besides the three traditional vows that all nuns take of poverty, chastity, and obedience, the MCs take a fourth vow, which states, I will give wholehearted and free service to the poorest of the poor. Why did Mother Teresa insist on this unique fourth vow? Well, because Mother Teresa was convinced that she was loving Jesus himself in loving the poor. Mother Teresa often said, if you cannot see Jesus in the poor, you will not be able to see him in the Blessed Sacrament at Mass. Both require the eyes of faith. You know, I think it is part of God's providence that today's feast of Christ the King and reading of Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46, always falls close to our national celebration of Thanksgiving. Why is that providential? Well, Thanksgiving is not only about family gatherings and turkey and dressing and tryptophan naps watching football, but much more. Thanksgiving is about love of neighbor, and especially love of our poor neighbors. Here at the church office, we took up a collection among the staff to buy Thanksgiving dinners for the poor in our community. It's just what you do at Thanksgiving. Several parish families have sent donations to Deacon Greg to support the work of the Hope Campus for the homeless, to take care of the poor. In other words, Thanksgiving makes us not only thankful for what we have, but it makes us acutely aware of how little others have. That's why we're so thankful. Do you know I regularly receive requests from international agencies and outreach organizations to come speak here at Immaculate Conception Church? Why do they want to come here to IC more than other places? Simple. They know that you are extremely generous, especially to the poor. Like the sheep in Matthew 25, you are eager and excited when everyone asks to help Jesus in the disguise of the poor. You come to Mass and you see Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And then when you leave Mass, you see Jesus in the poorest of the poor. Both require the eyes of faith. You know, after having gone through COVID-19, I pray that no one else contracts the illness, especially since little Morgan told me not to give it to someone else. But there was one great blessing in spite of the illness, and that is for 10 days, I got a front row seat on the final judgment. I got to see the parable of the sheep and the goats come to life as I stood in the place of Jesus and felt the love of our children and our parishioners ministering to me. Jesus said, and the king will say to them in reply, amen, I say to you, whatever you did for the least brothers of mine, you did for me. In other words, if we say to Jesus in the poor, no soup for you, then Jesus will say to us at the end of time, no soup for you. Praised be Jesus Christ.